USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Democrats will move forward this week with their impeachment probe, and they're leaving open the possibility of more hearings with more witnesses. Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana tells Fox News Sunday that he disagrees with former National Security Council official Fiona Hill, who testified that blaming Ukraine for attacking the 2016 election was a result of a Russian disinformation campaign.
The Republicans in the House wanted to call a witness, a DNC political operative, who lobbied the Ukrainian embassy to be involved, get involved in the 2016 election. We don't know if Ukraine did that. We don't know to what extent, because they won't let the president offer his evidence. And that's why I'll say once again, the absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence if you're not allowed to call your own witness.
This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Vice President Mike Pence made an unannounced trip to Iraq. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Pence spoke on Saturday to reporters about the strong relationship between the U.S. and that Middle Eastern nation.
We have a strong partnership with the Iraqi people.
The vice president also reassuring Iraqi Kurds of continued U.S. support after President Trump's controversial decision to withdraw troops from northern Syria. It drew criticism that Washington had betrayed its Kurdish allies there. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Millions of people are traveling this week for the holiday. National Weather Service meteorologist David Roth says bad weather is coming.
A system within the developing upper trough across the west starts spreading moderate to heavy snow from northeast Colorado up across northwest Iowa, southern Minnesota, and northern Wisconsin. And this would be on Tuesday.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
There's a new box office smash at the movies this weekend.
Has Elsa seemed weird to you?
She seems like Elsa.
Find who is calling to you. They may have answers.
I'm going with you.
Anna? No.
Excuse me, I climbed the North Mountain, survived a frozen heart, and saved you from my ex-boyfriend, so, you know, I'm coming.
As expected, Disney's Frozen 2 cleaned up at the box office over the weekend, bringing in $127 million. Dropping down to number 2, Ford vs. Ferrari with Matt Damon and Christian Bale at $16 million. Number 3, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood with Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers, bringing in $13.5 million. Number 4, 21 Bridges with Chadwick Boseman, grossed $9.3 million. Number 5, Midway with $4.7 million. 6 is Playing with Fire, bringing in $4.6 million. The Good Liar with Helen Mirren and Ian McKellen is at number 7 with $3.4 million. Just under that, the remake of Charlie's Angels at $3.2 million at number 8. Number 9, Last Christmas with Emma Thompson, bringing in $3 million. And The Joker drops down to number 10 with $2.8 million. You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.